Well, rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is definitely one of the biggest challenges this year in fighting the pandemic. So, you know, there's a lot of hurdles in making sure it gets to those who need it the most. There is another major obstacle, though. A lot of people still feel hesitant about getting vaccinated. And it's not just a concern amongst the population at large. There are also some medical experts who are feeling vaccine hesitant. Melanie Jade Bouliris is an MUHC nurse. She's the founder of the Nomadic Nurse Agency. She's been joining us regularly here since the beginning of the pandemic. And she admits she was nervous about getting the vaccine. So she got it. How does she feel now? Melanie Jade joins us again. Hello there.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this? You know, seeing as this is the 1 year anniversary of the first case being reported here in Canada, how are you feeling today, Melanie Jade?
I am feeling good. I'm feeling fine. It's can't believe it's been a year. I'm actually quite surprised it's been a year, but not surprised at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is what it is, and we're doing what we can at this point. Like, we're still fighting through it, but, you know, we have some changes to come. That's for sure when this is all over.
Indeed. Yeah. But I will say, like, despite sort of going like, holy crap, what a year it's been, there's a lot to feel optimistic about right now. One thing I've always loved about you since our very first conversation is how candid you are. You're very upfront about how you're feeling and what you're going through, like really honest, above and beyond. So you admitted on Facebook, you said, I was nervous about getting the vaccine, but you did get it anyway. What made you nervous? What was your biggest concern, Melanie Jade?
So like everybody, and keep in mind, everyone's perspective is a legitimate perspective. We all have had various encounters with this pandemic. Mine being, I'm at the forefront. I'm seeing deaths. I'm seeing people get bad repercussions from the virus. And there's some people that have had it and had been asymptomatic or never seen it. And these exposures, these realities are all very, very real. But it doesn't mean that each other's, if we haven't seen it, doesn't mean it's not real. So I'm open to the fact that people do not see through my lens. But I want people to be open to the fact that my lens is very real, and I'm open to the fact that their lens is very real. And, you know, with everything that's going on, my hesitancy at first was, okay, it takes 18 months for a vaccine to be approved. When this vaccine is approved, how is it going to make everyone feel? Are we rushing? We're hearing the word rush a lot. And I think that was the wrong word. You know, given mind a pandemic is a very different approach. We have accelerated the process, which doesn't mean that we're rushing things. We are still taking the proper precautions to make the proper steps.
Right.
However, we are not skipping steps to get to this point is what we need to be very mindful about. Steps are not being skipped. We are still doing proper studies. And just like how we did, I know there's a lot of controversy out there in regards to how this is developing, but at the end of the day, we all do our research, and my research goes based on the scientific evidence. Yes, I see Pfizer's clinical trials. Yes, I've looked at Moderna's clinical trial. It's all online, but I've compared it to multiple studies that I found across the board from the USA, from Canada, and some from Australia, because our system is quite related. And at first, you know, you're hesitant because is this being rushed? Are we missing steps? Are we doing
the unknown, right?
It's the unknown.
Yeah.
And this is very normal. Like, you're okay to feel like that. And that's why there's a step-by-step process that's going through. That's why they have three phases. We start with testing in adults, working our way down to children, and children haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten to that point yet. And this is the process, and we're feeling this process that scientists do every day that us, we're not used to. And that was my hesitancy. But when I looked at the studies, when I looked at the clinical trials, everything was in my, for me, everything was in the favor of getting the vaccine. So that's when my decision pivoted.
So you did it. You got the vaccine. Have you been feeling? Have you had any side effects since then?
I had a very busy week, so I was naturally tired, and I think this vaccine got me just a little bit more tired, but that's very normal given that your body is creating antibodies to protect you, and that requires the work of your immunity and metabolism, which is very normal. But I haven't gotten a cough, I haven't had a fever, I haven't had any flu-like symptoms. I've been feeling just fine.
You know, what I loved about your post is that you're like, I'm a nurse. I'm trained to not administer anything until I'm sure my research is complete. So you took it into your own hands. You did the research. I bet you came across some really weird things in doing your research. Did you come across a lot of fake news?
A lot. Unfortunately, a lot. But I mean, you have to learn how to decipher. And unfortunately, it's very hard to decipher because information is... it's tricky to decipher these days, given that there are issues with how, you know, people have very different perspectives, things are rolling very quickly, and the virus got way too political. This pandemic got way too political, and it should have rooted back to the source, which is health and science. That's where this comes from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as much as we can say that is, yes, no, it came from China. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, this is a health issue. That's why it's a pandemic.
So you did your own research, came to the conclusion that there was no good reason for you to not get it. You got it, no side effects, you're feeling okay. What advice do you have, Melnijad, for someone else who's feeling vaccine hesitant right now?
I always recommend to consult your physician if you're a candidate to get the vaccine. This is okay. This is an okay thing to do. It's totally fine. I know there's a lot of hesitancy, but consult your physician and ensure that you make the best healthcare decision for you, because you also got to keep in mind that this vaccine is not necessarily for everyone for now until we have more studies out. But I was one of those people that I'm able to get it. And if you are able to get it and you've consulted your doctor, please be aware of the scientific data, not the propaganda. There's a very big difference between the two. And we just need to, and if you are concerned about one opinion, you're more than welcome to go get another medical opinion. And if you get a very different one, always make sure that you get a medical opinion that matches your values, that also matches your healthcare needs and matches what is commonly said amongst physicians or amongst health professionals.
Well, I got to tell you once again, I so appreciate your candor and how upfront you are about things. Thank you for your time. Great to speak with you again. And thank you for your hard work.
Thank you so much for having me again, Natasha.
Anytime. That is Melnijad Boulerice. She's a nurse at the MUHC. She's the founder of Nomadic Nurse Agency.